This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis riding out on old Dan again at this time, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. You know, folks, we just thank the Lord that we have this opportunity, the ether waves, to come out over to bring you another message from God's Word. This is what the old Trailblazer is all about. Not anything except to get out the gospel. And I asked you many times to help me get out the broadcast. We're going on some new station. Let me give you that announcement right now. Just recently, we went on a new station in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Oh, what a gracious place that is to get the gospel out. The station WFUR, and it's 8:15 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday, and the old Trailblazer comes on, WFUR in Grand Rapids. If you have folks up there, you write them or call them, tell them, tune in to old Trailblazer. I don't have the numbers. It's 1570, I believe it is, but I'll have it for you next time. But also, I want to mention how much, and I fail to do this often, the old Trailblazer is just don't have a lot going for them anytime, but I just forget to thank you folks for helping us with the broadcast. I stand amazed at how folks support this work. I tell my audience here, my congregation, the greatest knowledge that I have that this is the Lord's work is that He supplies the money day by day for the old Trailblazer and the Voice of Truth broadcast, where we don't get on the radio and scream and holler and beg for money and promotions and sell t-shirts and car washes. We don't do those things. We simply lay it before the Lord. Lord, You know. Lord, You know. Lord, You said, ask and we should receive. Ask and we shall receive. That's what the old Trailblazer does. Lord, just send us what You'd have us to have. Give us the wisdom and knowledge which station to go on and all of those things. And then in the process of hoping to build a new chapel here somewhere, Lord, don't let us overdo. Don't let us underdo. Let us just go forth in Thy will. So let's get back to our study in Revelation. We'll have more to say about that. But let me give you my bookstore. The Radio Bible and Bookstore telephone number you may want to call and get a catalog sent to you. It's 225-664-8658. And my phone number here, if you'd like to call the old Trailblazer, anytime, day or night, 225-665-2352. That's Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the old Trailblazer. I have folks call me, take issue with something that I say, and I'm happy to discuss it with them. And if they can show me that I'm in error, I apologize for it. And go on down the road, and I have folks who get aggravated with me a little bit, and I tell them, well, when we get to heaven, we'll kiss and make up, won't we? If you get there and I get there, you know, we've often tell you that there's be three wonders in heaven. You say, what is that, Pastor? Well, the first wonder is that there'll be folks there that I wasn't looking for. Yeah, we have a warped and twisted mind, don't we? We say, oh, Joe, he ain't saved. But there'll be folks there that we won't be looking for. And then there'll be folks missing that we did look for because they had on an empty profession. That'll be the second wonder. Then the third wonder is that I'll be there. Will you be there, my friend? Will you meet me there? Oh, not to see me, but to see our blessed Lord. So we're going to get back to our study now. We're coming down close to the end. May have one or two or three more studies in the book of Revelation. We've been there a long time. And I tell you often, all these messages are in print if you'd like to have them. They're on CD if you'd like to have them. If you write me, call me, we'll quote you a price on the CDs. And the printed pages are free. We're looking at that new paradise, or paradise regained, that new city, that new heavenly city. We were looking in our last study about the pure river of water of life, clear as crystal. Oh, my friend, just clear as crystal. These are immortal waters for the joy of glorified saints made bright with the light of God. This water is called the water of life, and it comes out of the throne. It is enjoyed by the inhabitants of this new city, the blessings of which will be bestowed upon the inhabitants of the whole earth. If you will turn to the 16th chapter of Luke, you will find there, in contrast to this water supply of the new city, that the rich man in hell cried for Lazarus to bring him one drop of cool water. Oh, my friend, let me go back there and just mention that story. This old rich man, I don't know if he was old or not. He says he was rich, that he passed by Lazarus, the old beggar, every day in his great carriage there with his royal robes on, never even give him the time of day, but they both died. And the scripture says that Lazarus was carried into Abraham's bosom. Now, I want to mention something here that folks have a misconstrued idea. Folks believe because a guy is a beggar that he had nothing, knew nothing, that he went to heaven. That's not so. No, sir. There's beggars going to hell all over America. Drunkards, beggars, because they never have come to know the Lord. But Lazarus, the scripture indicates that he was saved man, went to be with the Lord. And the rich man, the Bible indicates that he was not saved. Not because he was rich. No, sir. No, sir, my friend. Money does not keep you from going to heaven. You know what it is? The love of money. When you have it in your hand so tight you can't turn it loose. They used to say it's the old man squeezed a nickel till the Indian rode to Buffalo. Listen, my friend. It's not money. It's the love of money. I know wealthy people who know the Lord. Tell me, and the Lord has blessed them with money to support the work of getting out the gospel. What a gracious thing it is, my friend. Make money, make it for the Lord. Don't harbor it up and wait for a rainy day. And I told a fellow not long ago, had a store and pretty well off, and I said, you're going to die and leave all this stuff, and your old family's young boy is going to squander it in 90 days. I don't think he'd ever been out of the city, even to see the mountains or anything. Just made a life of scrimping and saving and putting money aside. For what? Now he's down 90 years old. Oh, but listen, let's get back to our study. Let's look there. You'll find that story. The rich man in hell cried for Lazarus to bring him one drop of cool water for his tongue. He said, I am tormented in these flames. Now, I tell you often, my friend, we have made a mockery out of God's word. The religious world, the modernist and the easy believingism crowd and the skeptics and the atheists have made mockery out of God's word. And even some of our leading evangelists is crying out that they don't believe that there's a living hell. Well, what does these words mean here? We don't have to call it hell. He said he is tormented in these flames. Oh, I ask you, awakened sinner, lost sinner, if you would just believe God's word, if you could just see where you're going. I don't like to speak on hell. I don't like to speak on eternity lost. I long to tell you that Christ died for sinners. But I see these words here, this rich man crying out to be sent a drop of water to put on his tongue. Oh, to cool it in those flames. And then I see my loved ones, my friends, my congregation, some of them, my radio audience, you out there, the old Trailblazer audience, some of you living on the fringe, living on the edge of eternity without any concern. Your concern is to make money. Make it honest if you can, but make money. Scrimp and save and get by. For what? For what? Eternity is right around the corner, my friend. Oh, but listen, the rich man there had the farm, and he was sitting on his front porch, I believe, one afternoon late. And he said, oh, what am I going to do? He said, my barns are all full, and my reapers are out there in the field now, reaping and loading up the wheat and the hay and all of those things. Where will I bestow my goods? I know what I'll do. Did you notice he didn't even hesitate? He never asked the Lord. He never said, Lord, what would you want me to do? He didn't say that, no. He said, what shall I do? I know what I'll do. I'll tear down these old barns, and I'll build bigger ones. And I'll say to myself, soul, soul, take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. Thou hast much goods laid up for you. And I believe he smiled and laid back in his old rocking chair, kind of glanced out over the field, and these words came to him. Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Oh, have you ever thought about those words? I have. I have. Oh, listen, folks. I tell my folks here, I'm not here for long. The old Trailblazer's coming down to the evening shadows of life. I just live day by day from God's hand to my mouth, getting out the gospel. Surely I long to go home to be with the Lord. And yet, the Lord says, occupy till I come. I'm not chomping at the bits, but I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go? You say, well, old Tribblehead, you're just an old crab. You're just an old kook. You've been spouting off that stuff for years. Nothing's ever happened. But my friend, listen, God gets in no hurry. Eternity is never in a hurry. No, no. But when your breath leaves you, when your heart stops beating three times, if it misses three beats, you'll be in eternity lost. Then where will you be, my friend? Then how will you handle your affairs? Will you say then, oh, I was a fool? I was just a fool? Oh, my friend, I tell you, it's a terrible thing to go out into eternity lost. But I want to just tell you here, listen now, awakened sinner, if you would just believe God's word, if you could just see the danger you're in, the endless torment where there will be no water. Oh, listen, does your mouth ever get dry here? Physically, mine does. I don't know if I have a problem or if it's just the humidity, but my mouth stays dry so much. And I love to drink a good draught of cold water. But my friend, there'll be no water, not even one drop to cool your tongue. Remember, when you lie there on your sick bed, your body burning up with fever, and your one cry is water, water, water. Darling, bring me a drink of water. Oh, bathe my lips with a cold wash rag. They're so parched. Then remember, think about hell and the lake of fire where there'll be no water. Not one drop of water which to burn your burning thirst may be quenched. Now, let's turn your thoughts to the city of God, and behold here a river of pure water, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Waters running down every street in the city. Waters for the enjoyment and pleasure of the glorified saints, those redeemed by the blood of Christ, those who one day realized they were lost on the road to an endless hell, those who did not trifle with their soul. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? Dr. Copeland said, did you catch that? Those who did not trifle with their soul, those who thirsted after Christ. Did you catch that? He that thirsteth and hungereth after righteousness shall be filled. Those who thirsted after Christ and wanted him above everything else. That thirsty soul turned to Christ, and the Lord saved him. Oh, my friend, I can't even think to tell you what a blessing it is to be saved. Do you ever think about it? First of all, let me ask you, are you saved? Are you a child of, oh, well, I joined the church when I, no, I didn't ask you that. I asked you, are you saved? When you lay down at night, can you look up and say, thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like me. When you get up in the morning, do you put your feet on the floor and say, thank you, Lord, for another good night's rest and a breath to breathe this morning, clean, cool breath to breathe because of God's grace? Do you ever thank God for the grace of God? Do you ever thank him, oh, for all, just the secular blessing? Do you thank him for home and hearthside and a roof over your head and food on the table? Oh, my friend, listen, I know that there's not many in this life now who have been hungry. I've been hungry before, back years and years ago. But listen, my friend, do we ever thank the Lord? Do we thank the Lord? When you think about that clear, crystal water, thank the Lord for it. And then, if you would, sit down and write the old trailblazer and tell him how the Lord saved you. Tell me what the Lord has done for you in your life. If you do that, I appreciate it. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.